From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Nicolas Maduro has won a second six-year term as Venezuela's president in Sunday's election, while his main rivals are disputing the legitimacy of the vote and calling for a new election. La Trobe University scholar Raul Sanchez Urabari.
Yes, we know the quote-unquote election took place against conditions that had been denounced already by the opposition, which boycotted the election, and internationally. So that must be the backdrop against which we have to analyze these results.
Maduro's win may trigger a new round of Western sanctions against the socialist government as it grapples with an economic crisis. Burundi's Electoral Commission says results of Thursday's referendum on constitutional reforms, which could leave President Pierre Nkurunziza in power for more than 15 years, are expected to be released today. Hundreds were killed, tens of thousands fled after Mr. Nkurunziza, power in 2005, announced his intention to seek a controversial third term in 2015. U.S. and China have agreed to back away from imposing tough new tariffs on each other's exports a day after reaching a deal for China to buy more American goods to substantially reduce the huge trade deficit with the U.S. Chinese Vice Premier Liu He met with President Trump, others including U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin.
And the president had a very productive meeting with the vice premier in the Oval Office with all of us and the vice president. He heard these commitments himself, and he can always decide to put the tariffs back on if China doesn't go through with their commitments.
Last year's trade deficit with China, $375 billion. This is VOA News. Ahead of his summit with President Trump Tuesday, South Korean leader Moon Jae-in spoke by phone with Mr. Trump about next month's U.S.-North Korea summit in Singapore. The North last week threatened to scuttle the talks over joint U.S.-South Korea military exercises and unilateral demands for nuclear disarmament. President Trump spoke with reporters about the possibility of the summit being canceled by Pyongyang.
We'll see what happens. We are dealing with them now. We may have the meeting. We may not have the meeting. If we don't have it, that will be very interesting. We'll see what happens.
The June summit could be the first for the leaders of the U.S. and North Korea to meet. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says Europe's political support to save the 2015 International Nuclear Accord after the U.S. withdrawal will not be sufficient if too many European companies end their investments in Iran. The U.S. promises sanctions against European companies which do business with Iran. If the nuclear deal falls apart in the aftermath of President Trump withdrawing the U.S., Iran has threatened to resume industrial uranium enrichment without limit. Health workers in the Democratic Republic of Congo begin a vaccination campaign today to contain an outbreak of the deadly Ebola virus. At least 25 have died now since April. Meantime, hygiene education is a high priority, according to UNICEF country representative in the DRC, Gianfranco Rettigliano.
I'm just back from a fact-finding mission in Bikoro, where the epicenter of the Ebola epidemic is, in DRC, and I saw that there's a lot to be done. We are working with the government, WHO, and other partners in order to bring the situation up to speed.
The World Health Organization has declared a very high public health risk. Parents, family, friends of the victims of Friday's shooting at a high school in the U.S. state of Texas attended church services Sunday, grieving for the 10 people who were killed just a couple of days earlier. Alleged shooter in police custody has been charged with murder. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says just after the shooting that conversations are ongoing about the best ways to protect school children across the country.
They started the School Safety Commission, and I know that group has been activated today to start that conversation up again. I think at the first part of next week they have a meeting.
The Texas shooting came 3 months after the shooting deaths of 17 people at a high school in Parkland, Florida, here in the U.S. It ignited student-led calls for stronger gun control laws. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.